This is Dale Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and last time we saw in Romans 5, verses 12, 18, and 19, a perfect parallel. Christ and Adam are seen as representative men whose actions affect the entire human race. Now we come to the verses that are in the parenthesis, that is verses 13 to 17. Christ's work will eventually embrace the whole human race according to 1 Corinthians 15:20 to 28, but during the ages, men will be given special roles to fulfill. Those who do not believe in this life will have no part in the next two ages, that is, the 1,000-year reign of Christ and the new heavens and the new earth period. So Romans 5, verses 13 to 17, we read this: "For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Sin was not reckoned to man from Adam to Moses, that is, before the giving of the law. Even so, death still reigned, even over those who did not sin in the likeness of Adam's transgression. That is, from Adam to Moses, there was no direct commandments to the nations forbidding them from certain things. We say that men sin because they are mortal. So death reigned. Adam had a command in the garden not to eat from the tree, and Israel was later given the law. So those from Adam to Moses sinned, but not like Adam or Israel. It goes on to say that Adam was a figure of him who was to come. That is to say that Adam's work affects others like Christ's work affects others. But verses 15 to 17 show us how they differ. In verse 15, we learn essentially that Christ's work does more than simply fix up what Adam did. It was not just a reversal of the result of Adam's work. Christ's work is much more. It abounds. In verse 16, Adam's work brings condemnation, but Christ brings justification. For if by Adam's offense death reigned over the human race, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by Jesus Christ. This is referring to those who now believe. Believers reign in life. This is not what is happening now. In 1 Corinthians, Paul said that he wished he did reign now. But believers today will reign in life when the Lord comes for us according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We will be part of God's aristocracy of heaven. We will be alive and enjoying the highest blessings that God will ever give to any company of believers in all of history. The body of Christ will be heaven's aristocracy. That is why we read that Christ's work is much more. He does not just reverse Adam's act and put us back into the Garden of Eden. He undoes what Adam did and gives us blessings that far exceed what Adam had in the Garden of Eden. Remember, Romans 5, verses 12, 18, and 19 bring out God's ultimate goal for all of mankind after the ages are over. Romans 5, verses 13 to 17 and verses 20 to 21 are God's special blessings for believers during the ages. Truly, in the ages to come, God will show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us believers in Christ Jesus. If you are not a believer, you will miss out on these great things. Won't you believe in God's Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and rose again? Believe in Him and you will reign in life. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.